We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back. Jeremy Kahn here on 105.7 The Fan Lowdown. It's hour number three. Always look forward to these segments when I get to talk to Rita. It's been a little while. We had to cancel last Wednesday's show, but Rita, appreciate having you back tonight. How are you doing?
Good evening, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm good. I don't know if you've been, if you saw the tweets or if you've been paying attention. We're doing movies that, some of your favorite movies when you were a kid. Now, it doesn't, Now, when I say a kid, it could be your teenage years, but something that resonates with you that you love. And when you see it, it just, it brings back memory. Do you have a couple for me?
So, ironically, this is going to sound weird, but oh well, like, no, the first movie that comes to my mind is Purple Rain, because I loved Prince. Now, I know that was not necessarily a kid's movie, but...
This tweet, though. It says, I can almost guarantee you that one of the movies my sister picks will be Purple Rain. She absolutely loved that movie growing up.
It's probably my real brother.
Yeah.
So he would know. Like, Purple Rain is my was my favorite all-time movie. And yes, I was 5 years old when it came out, and so I couldn't see certain parts. Like, my parents, like, made me, like, go into another room when the part came on. But I got to see all, like, the music and stuff. Another movie that comes to my mind is, and I remember seeing both of them in the movies. First is The Karate Kid, mm-hmm. the original Karate Kid. And then also Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, yeah.
So... that was like, I love Little Shop of Horrors too, like, and for so many different reasons, because like I did it, I was in a play one time and that was the play that we did, and then it has Tashina Arnold and Tisha Campbell in it, who we later know as Gina and Pam or Martin. So like, I love Little Shop of Horrors, and like I said, and Karate Kid. So those are the movies that immediately come to my mind when we talk about movies as kids.
It's funny, like, I loved Little Shop of Horrors, and I would talk about it all the time, and even do the voice of the, you know, and it was funny because, you know, that movie, I mean, it was pretty dark, but as a kid, like, you're loving the if you want to call it the plant, I don't know what the hell you want to call
right.
it, the Venus flytrap that's overgrown, but.
What was it, a Venetian flytrap?
Venus flytrap. What did I say the one night when I was talking about Boys to Men? I butchered something, right? Didn't I?
I can't remember, but I really butchered that one. You can clearly tell I'm not a plant person. It's funny because my friends that I'm not going off topic, but now that you mentioned it, it's funny that I said that because all my friends are like plant mothers now. Because you know I'm getting up there. I'm not getting old. I'm just getting better. But they're becoming plant mothers, and I'm just looking around like, y'all really like plants that much? Cause I don't have the patience or the time. So I'm not surprised that I got that wrong, because I don't do plants like that at all.
Well, I mean, it was an alien, but it's like the whole premise of it, it looks like a Venus flytrap. But
yeah.
The other one, it was funny when you started talking about that I don't have on my list that I loved as a kid, was The Last Dragon with Bruce Leroy. And that was another good one where I'm like, I remember watching that. Yeah.
Show enough, right? That's a classic. So like I will go up The Last Dragon. I haven't seen it in a long time. And I keep saying like, I need to like revisit my Last Dragon, you know, like fandom, because it's been a minute. But like when people talk about 80s movies, because, you know, they are a little, they're a little, the technology is bad. Sometimes the script is bad, but I will go up for Last Dragon. Do not talk bad about Last Dragon, because I'm not here for it at all.
Yeah, when Ken and I worked together, we'd always talk about Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo, when they were saving the rec center. You know, and, you know, like, I always joke about it, too, because I think it was the original Breaking that Jean-Claude Van Damme is in there dancing as one of, like, the backup people. And I'm looking at it going, yeah. I'm going, what in the hell is he? He's back there clapping and dancing. And like,
oh,
man.
My God.
So it is strange when you go back and watch some of those where, you know, you're not sure if it's going to hold up throughout the years. But there are some movies it just doesn't matter because of how it affected you watching it as a kid and how much you loved it. And I can't wait to get to my five later. And I got all my reasons why. And I got this long-ass list of honorable mentions because it's so hard to just pick a couple. But hey, I did want to – go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because that's what we did as kids, man. Like, we went to the movies. Like, that was like a treat for us. Our parents were like, okay, we can go to the movies. So that it's. I probably have a much longer list, too, but I'm not going to bore you with that. I know we got football to talk about. So those are the three that absolutely come to my mind when I think about it.
I told the story last night that I don't like admitting, even though I liked both movies. My mom took my brother and I to the movies at Golden Ring Mall. And in the same theater, like right across from each other, when she bought the tickets, my brother wanted to see Over the Top with Sylvester Stallone, which I love that movie, love it. But for some reason, I wanted to see Mannequin. I watched Hollywood and Mannequin, and I watched that with my mom, and it's still like this memory that I have of sitting down there eating popcorn, watching it with my mom, and my brother's like, "What's wrong with you? Watching Mannequin." Watching an arm wrestling.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
so. Okay, I got one more movie before we move forward. I think it's I always get the Pee Wee movies confused. Maybe it was Big Top. It's the first one. And so when
Pee Wee's Big Adventure is the first one.
Which one was the first one?
Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
No, so then I think this is Big Top then. I always get them confused. But
that's the one with the circus.
Okay, so a couple years ago, we went to Coachella, and on the way back to L.A. from Palm Springs, we rode past the dinosaur from the movie.
That's the first one. That's Pee-wee's Big Adventure because he's looking for his bicycle.
Big Adventure. Okay, I always get him confused. But we rode past the dinosaur. My girlfriend is like a huge fan of it, right? And we stopped. Mm-hmm. We took pictures with it and everything. Like, it was like a thing. Like, we were so excited about taking pictures with the dinosaur. But, yes, that's another one.
That's great. And I did from that movie, too, when I went to San Antonio and visit the Alamo, I asked if I could see the basement just to play off of that movie. But anyway, let's talk some football. And I feel like I always drop this on you because ESPN's doing more lists and they listed their top 10 quarterbacks. They had Lamar at six again. Look, with all due respect to the five guys in front of them, to me, if you're going to talk about the quarterbacks in this league right now, there's two guys that are one and two, and if you want to put Russell Wilson in the mix, I'm listening to you as well because I don't think everything's that far off. But he just won the freaking MVP, and they're still putting guys like Drew Brees and even Deshaun Watson and some of the other guys. And I love Deshaun Watson, but right now you can't tell me that these guys are the same players or they're even better than him.
Exactly. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear it. Stephen A. Smith put him at five and then brought up the Tebow thing. And then he tried to backtrack that a little bit and says, oh, well, I was talking about his running ability. Well, that's not what you said at first. So, yeah, you're going to get roasted from that. I am cool with Patrick Mahomes and Russell Wilson being ahead of Lamar Jackson, if that is what you choose, because I love Russell Wilson. And I do think that he should get his flowers. But everybody else, I don't care. I don't want to hear any of that stuff. Deshaun Watson literally had one of the best wide receivers in the National Football League. Obviously, he doesn't have him anymore, DeAndre Hopkins, but he had him essentially for his career, and they have one playoff win, I believe, to show for it. And Lamar, who had some really good weapons, but they don't have a DeAndre Hopkins on their football team. Well, maybe they do with Hollywood Brown. I don't know. But as of last year, did not have a DeAndre Hopkins on their team, went 14-2 in a number one seed. So you have a guy that had talent, and they weren't even really, they haven't had an opportunity to really get to where they need to be. And then you have a unanimous MVP who has done phenomenal things with the talent that he has. Although good talent, they're not yet phenomenal talent around him. So I don't care. Drew Brees has Michael Thomas. I mean, like, y'all want to keep saying this because you don't like Lamar Jackson when there's facts that tells you that Lamar Jackson is a not only a competent quarterback, he's really, really good at what he does. And you just don't like him because he is not a traditional quarterback. I don't care about your feelings. I don't care about what you think because he has proven he can be one of the best. And when and with this Patrick Mahomes contract, Lamar is watching that because probably after next year, he's probably going to be looking for getting an extension too. I'm not saying he's getting Patrick Mahomes money, but let's say he wins the Super Bowl. He's absolutely going to ask for Patrick Mahomes money. So whether you like him or not, it doesn't matter. If he's winning football games and he's going to Super Bowls and he's being and he's improving, which is scary, that the fact that Lamar, who completed 66% of his passes last year, could potentially get better, then you have a real problem here. And then at this point, your opinion is just you're just being defiant and no one cares at this point.
Yeah, you know, and that's kind of the hard part about all this is, like, you know, it is a lot of money, and you'll hear people say, well, if you have that much money tied up in your quarterback, then the statistics have shown you're not going to win. And my whole thing was, for the longest period of time in the AFC, if you wanted to get to the Super Bowl in the AFC, outside of the one time with Joe Flacco, there was twice with Big Ben, every other freaking year was either Tom Brady or Peyton Manning. You know, four times for Peyton, and then Tom, he's got the rest of them. So having a marquee quarterback does matter. And I know people don't want to hear this because in the end result, everybody wants Super Bowls. But having a quarterback that can lead your team to the postseason every single year that puts butts in the seats, it makes the team money, it makes everything better, and having that reliable guy, that's what you want. That's why I think eventually you have to pay him. And we don't know how much, you know, all this the salary cap's going to go up from year to year, what type of effect the coronavirus is going to have this year. But the NFL is going to continue to make money hand over fist.
Absolutely. And so the only thing that you might potentially say is, like, this year, let's say, for instance, there's a shortened NFL season due to COVID, because we know that they're at the very least going to try to put a product out there. Let's say the season is shortened, and then there's a cap fall the following year because of revenue issues, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. In that position, you can say maybe that Mahomes contract has an effect on that team at that moment. But the cap typically goes up every year because the revenue goes up every year. And so outside of a pandemic, it's probably going to continue to trend up every year. There's nothing that suggests that it won't trend up every year, because as of right now in 2020, football is king in America. So a lot of people, and honestly, you have a lot of people that believe that that Patrick Mahomes did them a favor, because it appears that down the road it becomes a more favorable team contract than it does a Patrick Mahomes contract. And that's the part that I think that, you know, like, because all we know is numbers. All we see is numbers. But honestly, do we really know the ins and outs on how these contracts work? We really don't know till we get to that point, until we get to the bottom of it. And let's use Joe Flacco's contract as an example. You know, if you're not really at the cap, you didn't know that when he first signed it, obviously, his cap number didn't have an effect on his contract. But then as the years go up, his contract, his cap number goes up. So it appears that the Chiefs did something that made it cap-friendly for them in the long run. But, of course, we're not capologists, so we don't know that. All we know is we see numbers, and that's a big number. And he's deserving of that number, by the way. But it'll be interesting to see how this goes, because 10 years is a long time to be tied up with somebody and to want to be with somebody. You might want to break up in, like, 7, because you know they say you get the 7-year itch. So what's going to happen in year 7 when you don't want to be with them no more?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think all that applies when it comes down to it. I don't know if you and I, it's been so long, if we had a chance to talk about Cam going to New England. I'm interested in your take, because I still think there's something left there, and I always feel like New England does this. It doesn't always work out on their behalf, but, like, finding someone who is talented, that is valuable, and that's exactly what Cam is, regardless of what people think about him. If he can fit there,
I agree.
Yeah, you know, like, I always felt like there was this unnecessary hatred towards him. And, like, so Cam was here at Preakness, and he came across as kind of a jackass when I was around him, especially he had his bodyguards and no one could get near him. And, like, if you even smelled the cologne he was wearing, somebody's like, man, you can't smell Mr. Newton's cologne. Like, I mean, it was just it just everything felt a little absurd. But I feel like he has this bad rap that he doesn't deserve the celebrations. And people would say, oh, he's an I, me, my guy. But I don't see that. They would get mad when he's going into the stands to give a football to a kid. Like they're just trying to find reasons to hate him. And I think he's unbelievably talented. And, again, the big caveat is if he's healthy.
I think that the hate comes from his college years, honestly, and he transitioned to the NFL. Because remember the whole issue with his fault. First, he got kicked out of Florida. We know that due to the stealing of the laptops, allegedly. Then his father basically put his son up for ransom. put the universities up for ransom for his son, allegedly. And then that got out. And so I just think that people never really liked Cam. I can remember, you know, the year that he had the great season that he had at Auburn. How people wanted him to lose, how people didn't want him to win the national championship. And so I think that energy just translated into the NFL. And so 2015, I believe, he has that MVP season. They're 15-1. He's dabbing, he's dancing. And, you know, now it's a problem. You got all types of articles about, you know, he is, you know, this person that is so boisterous and, you know, my kid can't watch Cam Newton because it's embarrassing and blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, Cam has been very well known in the Charlotte area to do a lot of charity work, particularly with kids. And it's ridiculous that people feel like they have to defend his character. And I'm not even mad that he was – no disrespect to you, Jeremy, because we know that you're awesome. But I ain't even mad that, like, he was like that at Preakness, because Preakness can get wild, whether it's in the infield, the same, it don't matter. So I ain't even mad that at that moment he was like, hey, tell people don't touch me.
I thought he didn't want me smelling his cologne because he was wearing something like Derek Jeter cologne or something. Or maybe he just took a throwback and had some cool water on. Dracar Noir. I don't know. But it was a little messed up, man. I'm trying to get to the damn porta potty.
He do look like a cool water dude, though, honestly. But, I mean, you know, like, so, people just don't like Cam from a personality perspective. And they want him to lose. I want Cam to win. Unfortunately, he went to a team that I don't ever want to see win ever again. And so I don't really know how to feel about this. Like, I want Cam to do well on his one-year deal, so that way he can get the deal that he deserves, because I think that we can agree that the deal that he got was trash and that he deserves more, particularly when you start to see what backup players are getting paid more than he is. It's like, come on. I mean, this is literally an MVP guy who is out of Carolina because of injury, you know? And so I want Cam to do well, but I want him to do like 9-7 well. I don't want him to do like 11-5 well. And I want him to do 9-7 well because, like, they don't have players around him well, not because of him. You know what I mean? So I don't know what's going to happen here. I know Bill Belichick is going to make something work out. I think Cam, if he can stay healthy, he could be a big, you know, guy for New England, but I don't want him to do that well. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm still a Ravens fan at the end of the day. I still don't like the New England Patriots. I'm never going to like them. So I can only root for him but for so much because he's on that team. So 9-7 is all you're getting out of me.
I get it. Look, we got to let you run so you can go watch Purple Rain again.
Yes, thank you.
Rita, no, as always, I appreciate it and look forward to talking to you next week. Actually, I'm going to be on vacation next week, so we won't have a chance to chat.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get my plum smugglers out, and I'm headed to the beach. So get my European boy shorts. Yeah, I'll be out there flaunting it, you know, having a good time.
Yeah. So. Make sure you social distance.
Yes. Okay. I will, from myself. Hey, Rita, as always, I appreciate it, and we'll be chatting in a couple weeks, all right?
All right, talk to you soon.
Thanks. That's Rita at the NFL Chick. She's a great follow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.